Hey, everybody. I've been trying to figure out how to start this story, because it wasn't until I walked in the door and figured out that I didn't have to tell a story about myself that I could actually do this. And I'm trying to rack my brain exactly how to structure this, because it's a really kind of cool story. As many of you know, I love this program deep down in my soul. And not long after I started this program, or I'm sorry, I didn't start this program. Not long after I got to this program, I'm not that old. We started a Scrabble tournament, and the winner of that, we made it a tournament because we thought, hey, that's what we should do, right? Well, what we didn't know was really that we were not doing it very well, and one guy won all the prizes. And he sat down with us later and said, you know, that's not the way to do this. And he's like holding this bundle of stuff. He's like, let's work on this. It was the first time he'd known anything about, at the time, Greater Homewood Community Corporation, and subsequently did get involved, and that was because the very next day, the event was on a Friday night, on Saturday morning, he called our volunteer coordinator and said he wanted to tutor. And he tutored with us for over 10 years. David was an advisory board member and helped us improve the Scrabble tournament, and it went for another 11 years, and stayed with the same learner for the same period, for over 10 years. Which doesn't sound like a great, tremendous success, because when you think you work with somebody for that long, you hope that they move along, right? You want them to transition out. You want them to be like Elizabeth and just say, I'm done. I'm done with you all. I'm walking out, and I think I'm feeling pretty solid with this. His student is really the story that I want to tell. And we matched them from the very beginning. Dave hadn't had a student before, and his learner, David, so it was David and David, hadn't had a tutor before. When student David came to us, he's in his early to mid-50s or so. Joe, does that sound right? And he came to us from Trinidad, and he told the story about how he hadn't gone to school. He had to work, even as a young kid. I think he maybe have gone through the sixth grade, but even then was not very successful. So he did not know how to read. And when he started working with David, it started to progress. They clicked. They worked really well. And you can imagine they clicked. They were together for 10 years. I mean, their marriage is the last less than that, right? Although they probably spent a lot less time together than spouses might have otherwise. But they were really faithful and dutiful. That was a really amazing thing. You could count on them every Tuesday night to do the work. And meanwhile, student David was working, I think, in a warehouse and eventually earned a promotion. Excuse me. But the story I love most is one he told at the achievement night we had a number of years after he started. And that was when he first started coming to us, he didn't know how to read. And as a new immigrant to the United States, his wife was here for, I believe, medical treatment. His kids were going to school up here. He had to fly home for some reason and then return. And upon returning, how many people have flown overseas? You know, a little customs form you got to fill out? How many of you actually read that? Okay, all right, a few of you. Well, he didn't know how to read it. He couldn't do it at all. And he wanted help. He wanted to know what he was signing before he just did it. And he could see probably where he had to sign and actually write his name. But I think he wanted to be clear on what that actually was and what he was doing. So he had to turn to the folks next to him, and they helped him out with it. Well, I don't remember exactly when that was in the timeline when he started working with us, but not long after, I guess a few years in, he was on the plane ride home. He'd gone back to Trinidad for some reason and came back. And he was filling out his form, because he could do it at that point. And the couple next to him didn't know what they were doing. And they turned to him and said, can you help us with this? And he said, yeah, as a matter of fact, I can. That's the story.